Have you ever seen a kid imitating an adult? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It was so funny. A few days ago, my mom brought me a coffee at work, and she told me that the kid running the coffee shop recognized her voice, but he thought she was me. He said, "It sure sounds like Natalie, and this is Natalie's order, but that is not Natalie's car." And Mom and I, we're a lot alike, and I look up to her a lot, so I've always wanted to be as much like her as possible. I try to imitate her. And that is actually what today's Devo is about. It's called Imitators of Christ by A.W. Smith. Have you ever seen a child imitating an adult? It can be so cute to watch a small child try to mix pretend food in empty pots, imitating a parent's expression or repeat a phrase they haven't fully mastered yet. That's how kids learn. They imitate the people they see. The Bible says something similar in Ephesians 5:1. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. But we weren't always God's children. In fact, at one time, we were all separated from God because of our sin. But God loves us so much that Jesus sacrificed His life on the cross to save us, and He rose from the dead to make the way for us to be with Him always. Once we put our trust in Jesus, we can know that we have been adopted into His family, and we belong to Him forever. And just as kids imitate the people they spend the most time with, God calls His children to imitate Jesus. So how can we imitate Jesus? Well, we start by looking at what He said and did in the Bible. As we read and study God's Word, we see how much He loves us, especially in the accounts of Jesus' ministry here on earth. It's captivating to see how Jesus responded to people. No matter if they treated Him with honor or contempt, Jesus wanted them to know His love. We can also learn about His relationship with God the Father. Jesus is God the Son, and He loved and trusted the Father through everything. And in all kinds of situations, Jesus' character was revealed by His actions. As we study Jesus' life and trust Him to help us follow His example in our own lives, we will act more and more like Him. Of course, none of this is possible in our own strength. But, as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit living inside us, transforming us into Jesus' image. When we rely on the Holy Spirit, we can learn how to live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Everyone imitates other people, from little kids to elderly adults. Can you think of anyone you imitate, whether intentionally or unintentionally? Why do you think that might be? In John 13, 1-17, what do you notice about how Jesus acts and how He treats people? Consider taking a moment to ask God to help you learn how you can imitate Jesus in your life. If you want to dig deeper, you could start by reading through the Gospels, which are the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in your own Bible. As you and I can read in Ephesians 5:2, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 13, 1-17, and Ephesians 5, 1-2, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you relate to today's Devo? Have you had a Devo idea of your own? Well, I want to hear about it. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, have you been feeling like things are not all well in your soul? Well, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about just that with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.